Welcome in, good people in Nebraska. Hope everything is going good with you. My friends and I hope you are as hot as we are. I know you are. Just kind of the upcoming deal here, because I got a lot of people asking. I'll be on next week, Monday through Thursday. And I don't know who's on Thursday. That'll be something that they can discuss at that time. But as far as my schedule, try to keep you guys in the know. I'll be here Monday through Thursday next week. So if you have any mailbag questions, hit us up there, as Jeff mentions here on Twitter. Send them to George at 1620 The Zone.
Yeah, I still want to talk about mailbag.
Yeah.
I was going to talk about it Monday, but since you brought it up, I'm going to address it right now. So mailbag, at least for the next 2 weeks, will be going on. Shout out to Oscars.
Right on.
Yeah, so they're like, hey, Dusty, we're signed for the next 2 weeks.
Good folks.
Yeah, so they're like, hey, we're on for the next 2 weeks. Do the mailbag. So I got mailbag, George at 1620 The Zone. Any questions you got for Verz? If you got questions for me, I'll answer them too. So we've got the mailbag for the next couple weeks.
So before we went to break, we were talking about people having interactions with referees and officials.
My dude, Rodney.
I made the disclaimer of don't hit young kids like 13, 17 and under. Yeah, probably got to go 18 and under. 19, you're grown enough. But one of my faves, Rodney, says he has had an altercation with an official of a game. Rodney, what is up, my brother?
Hey, now, back when I was playing high school ball, I played middle guard.
Uh-huh.
So we got our hat handed to us by Burke, you know.
Okay.
And we had the same referee, man. He kept interfering with the game. So the next game, it's the referee right behind the nose guard.
Oh yeah, the umpire. Uh-huh.
The umpire. Okay, the umpire.
Yep.
So the umpire is like calling outsides on me, and I said, man, how can you call outsides? You're behind me. You know, because I crowd the ball as much as I can.
Right.
Then when they throw a curl or I throw a curl to the tight end, he's interfering with the play. You know, he's in the way.
Oh.
So they're running pick plays off the referee.
Really?
And he smiles and stuff. And he's indirectly related to me through a cousin. He's an in-law of one of my first cousins. So he kept just interfering with the game and getting away in the angles, you know. So we clogged the middle up pretty good. So they had to rely on the toss.
Uh huh.
But every time the referee pissed me off, I take it out on that center. So I bumped the center so hard that he could bump into the quarterback or whatever.
Oh yeah.
So they were better.
You still there? I think we lost Rodney. I think we did lose him. That's even worse. If it's part of your family, like if you're related to the guy, that's the guy making bad calls on you.
Man.
Roddy Gibbon, if you get a chance, call back in. But yeah, it's an incredibly difficult job. I always appreciated Scott, though, because he would say, hey, you know that's wrong. Don't do that. Now, there is no worse feeling in the world when you're coaching and you had gotten after a crew the week before. Like I said, and we can call people, they'll vouch for this. My first 6 years in Malcolm, you couldn't have paid me money to officiate a C2 football game with us on the field. So you got Ryan Twilliger, who's now an administrator, sorry, Twig, getting after him. Troy Twilliger, his brother, who some will argue does know everything about football, but thought for sure he knew everything about football. And then you had me in my stupidity feeling I was defending every lineman history of the game. If they would call holding or and then I coach the defense line that too, so if we get cut or chopped or held or I'd lose it. So to those guys, if you are one of those guys that did that back then, you're in that, I don't know what conference we were in. I don't deal with conferences. But if you dealt with us, I apologize to you. I was a JV coach. There was a guy that did one of our games, his first game ever. And I just kept referring to him as new guy. I'm like, hey, new guy, come here. And the head official did a great job. He would just get in. He was like, nope, you're going to talk to me. I'm like, I just want to know why new guy is calling holding on the guard from the furthest spot away from the guard. Like, new guy, if you keep doing that, they're going to fire me. And the ref keeper was like, he'll put it in his pocket. But, and then you get those guys back-to-back weeks. You're like, well, and then you're already kind of frothed up and you're pissed. Like, well, we ain't getting a call tonight. And I don't know what happened about year six or seven of my coaching. I just accepted. I'm like, listen. Wherever we go, I'm going to let the head man be the one that does the talking. I'll assume a new role and calm him down and just stay away from everybody. Like, just get on the opposite side of the field. If you watch me, I'm usually staying the furthest away from the action because I can just watch it at a different angle. I'm like, those guys down there got it. I'll let them yell. The worst, though, is the coach. I got one on staff at Scott. We have one on staff at Scott. He's coached for a long, long time. Long, long time. He's had a hip replacement. He's a funny guy. Nice grandfatherly figure. I ask him a lot of advice on stuff. I chirp at him quite a bit. But he will light an official up like it is his job. And I'm like, hey, number one, calm down because you're going to have a heart attack. Number two, back up because it's not helping anything. And number three, we're probably going to see this guy again in 2 weeks and he ain't going to forget. Right. And we got enough problem. So it's, I get it. You get caught up in the game. I used to do it. I don't do it anymore. I'm not going to influence that outcome one way or the other. And I understand where it comes from. Everybody thinks they're getting screwed somehow in the game. That's just the way it goes. John asks here from the Equitable Bank Zone inbox. Verse, do you think Storm football is a semifinal team? My man, if I'm looking at squads, eye rolls fully prepared, press the eye roll button. It all starts in the lines. And they got some monsters over there that are going to be good. I that's the extent of it to me. Do they have the talent potentially? Absolutely. Coaching staff's good. It's one thing I'm super excited. There's a lot of great coaching staffs now around. Challenges every week. You know, you don't have those weeks where, okay, we got this one. But I do. They have a talented team. A lot of my former teammates have kids on that team. If I'm going to get a sleeper for the semis, probably be Elkhorn. Hi. But Elkhorn South is what they are. You know you're going to get a group of fast kids. You're going to get a quarterback smart. A bunch of offensive linemen are kind of nasty. And you're going to play four quarters. I mean, they will throttle if need be. If I was a betting man, I had $100. I'd probably put 75 on it that they make to the semis. Maybe that's a fair one. They're a tough roller. Their district, though, they got some dudes in there. So as we continue on our way here, another thing that kind of caught my attention yesterday, and this is a very pro-Chiefs area. Fred, calm down. Leave the Fremont coaches alone. The Tyreek Hill thing. We're going to break. Break it off. Come back.
Yeah, that seems.
We
like
are right up against it, aren't we? That's my bad.
Well, no.
When we come back.
I heard that. I was like, "Yep, I'm going to give you some time."
I'm going to give you. I'll give you my opinions on it, on the situation with Tyreek Hill, because this isn't fence riding, but you can look at this thing from both angles, and it's probably where we are as just a society in general. But we'll pick that up when we come back here on Game Time 1620 The Zone.